your fun spot.
What a horrific thing happened, Becky. I know this is a rough way to wake up. I hate this.
Becky,
no, I do.
You were at work the other night. It was very late.
And what horrific thing happened, Becky? In your own words.
Idiot doesn't know how to...
Becky!
What's that?
Idiot decided to play with his little toys.
An idiot played with toys.
Now, we've got the idiot's mother on the line. Now, Mrs. Abiel...
Yes.
Hi, this is Robin Erickson, John Maynard of Seattle. Welcome to the program. We spoke just a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that your boys were uptown in, what's the name of your town, Becky?
Chillicothe.
Chillicothe, Ohio. Did you know your boys were out of state last weekend?
Yes, I did.
You did. Now, Mrs. Abiel, your youngest boy, Nicholas, he did something. Now, did he tell you what he did?
A little bit.
Okay, what's a little bit?
That he got a ticket for $85.
Yeah, what did he get a ticket for?
For disorderly conduct.
Uh-huh. And you know what his conduct was?
He was hanging outside of his friend's truck, saying some things.
Oh, you... Okay, but now we've got the lady on the line who called the police.
Oh, no, sweetie. I didn't call the police. He was seen by the police, and they pulled over. No one called him.
Well, we still haven't established what this misdeed was. There are many things a boy can hang out of a truck. And I'm sure everybody's thinking it's one thing, but maybe it isn't. Maybe you need to tell us.
Becky, tell us and Mrs. Abiel what it was that he had in his hand.
It was long, it was rubber, and it was a sex toy.
Well.
Did you know that, Mother?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Well, she said he got in a hold of a marital aid.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big one, too, by Jiminy.
What color was it?
What color was it, Becky? Becky. What color was this sex toy?
Did you see it, Becky?
Oh, well, yeah, he tried to hand it to me when he came to the
drive-thru. I like your kid, Mrs. Abiel.
Where do you work, Becky? You work at Wendy's?
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It was a drive through.
You can't help what kind of a moron kid's going to drive through.
Yes, Mrs. Abiel, go ahead.
I have one of my sons on the phone, and he was there.
All right, perfect. What's his name?
Brad.
Okay, Brad, hi there.
What's up?
Brad, speak up. My God,
not
does anyone...
Not one of these kids.
Well, he just got woken up.
Oh,
I made her wake him up.
Hi, Brad. How you doing?
Good.
All right, so it was... You were with your little brother or what?
Yeah.
You were together. Where did you guys come up with this novelty aid?
With what?
With your
toy. Where'd you find it? Yeah, where'd you get a hold of it? Was it...
Some bookstore in Indiana.
You bought it at a bookstore?
So you got a big 12-incher and you decided it was time to go to the burger joint and threaten the girl behind the counter with it.
Well, I don't know if we really threatened her.
You should never point that at anybody unless you intend for it to go off.
So now Becky was there. They tried to hand it to you through the drive-through window.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't like that, Becky. You felt as though they weren't respecting you.
No, and the people behind them definitely didn't like it.
What happened to the people behind? You mean they were going car to car?
No, they just seen him because he was hanging out the window and shaking it.
I mean, as I understood it, Brad, your little brother stood up through the sunroof and was waving it around town. Is that right?
He had it hanging out of his pants and waving it.
No!
The cops see him.
Oh,
that's
my.
He got a ticket for it because the cops seen him do it.
How old is your little brother, Brad?
Oh, he's 18.
And how old are you, Brad?
I'm 20.
And your mother let you boys carry on like this?
Well, she didn't. She wasn't with them.
I believe his mom was there.
Your mom, why would you say that, Robin?
I just wanted to get her fired up. She's on the line.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did because I wasn't there. They were supposed to be going to a car show with your older brother, who is 22.
How much did you guys pay for this bookstore novelty item?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Pull out a number, Brad. Wake up, boy.
What do you mean? No, you bought it.
How much did you get for it?
Like $10.
$10.
$10, huh? Well, that's less than a buck an inch. That's would be considered extreme value by some.
All right. So, Mother, did you chastise the boys when they came home?
I did with Nicholas, yes.
Yeah, because he's in school right now. I called to talk to Nick, but
he's on his way home. I tried to get him home for you to talk to. He's on his way home right now.
You called him home?
He's on his way home from where?
School.
School? It's 6 in the morning.
They're in Kentucky.
Oh, no. We're it's 9:30.
Yeah, it's 9:30 here, sweetie.
So this was like a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Yeah.
And he decided to put it in his pants. And
they wagged it at you, right, Becky?
The cops have it now.
Oh, they took it away from him.
With it.
Oh, they took it from him.
Oh, now the police and now the cops are playing with it in Ohio. Well, you know, as long as it's generating a lot of fun from generation to generation.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, well, that was very nice.
Thanks, Brad. I'm like, really nice talking to you.